Divine Office. Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Lord, in your anger, do not punish me.
Lord, in your anger, do not punish me.
O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger. Do not punish me, Lord, in your rage. Your arrows have sunk deep in me. Your hand has come down upon me.
Through your anger, all my body is sick. Through my sin, there is no health in my limbs. My guilt towers higher than my head. It is a weight too heavy to bear.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, in your anger, do not punish me.
Lord, you know all my longings.
Lord, you know all my longings.
My wounds are foul and festering, the result of my own folly. I am bowed and brought to my knees. I go mourning all the day long.
All my frame burns with fever. All my body is sick, spent, and utterly crushed. I cry aloud in anguish of heart.
O Lord, you know all my longing. My groans are not hidden from you. My heart throbs. My strength is spent. The very light has gone from my eyes.
My friends avoid me like a leper. Those closest to me stand afar off. Those who plot against my life lay snares. Those who seek my ruin speak of harm, planning treachery all the day long.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Lord, you know all my longings.
I confess my guilt to you, Lord. Do not abandon me, for you are my Savior.
I confess my guilt to you, Lord. Do not abandon me, for you are my Savior.
But I am like the deaf who cannot hear, like the dumb unable to speak. I am like a man who hears nothing, in whose mouth is no defense.
I count on you, O Lord. It is you, Lord God, who will answer. I pray, do not let them mock me, those who triumph, if my foot should slip.
For I am on the point of falling, and my pain is always before me. I confess that I am guilty, and my sin fills me with dismay.
My wanton enemies are numberless, and my lying foes are many. They repay me evil for good, and attack me for seeking what is right.
O Lord, do not forsake me. My God, do not stay afar off. Make haste and come to my help. O Lord, my God, my Savior.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now,
and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Do not abandon us, Lord, our God. You did not forget the broken body of your Christ, nor the mockery his love received. We, your children, are weighed down with sin. Give us the fullness of your mercy.
I confess my guilt to you, Lord. Do not abandon me, for you are my Savior.
I have known tribulations and distress.
But in your commands, I have found consolation.
From the book of the prophet Hosea. Thus says the Lord, protest against your mother, protest, for she is not my wife, and I am not her husband. Let her remove her harlotry from before her. Since she has not known that it was I who gave her the grain, the wine, and the oil, and her abundance of silver and of gold, which they used for Baal, therefore I will take back my grain in its time, and my wine in its season, will snatch away my wool and my flax, with which she covers her nakedness. So now I will lay bare her shame before the eyes of her lovers, and no one can deliver her out of my hand. I will bring an end to all her joy, her feasts, her new moons, her Sabbaths, and all her solemnities. I will lay waste her vines and fig trees, of which she said, "These are the hire my lovers have given me." I will turn them into rank growth, and wild beasts shall devour them. I will punish her for the days of the Baals, for whom she burnt incense while she decked herself out with her rings and her jewels, and, in going after her lovers, forgot me, says the Lord. Therefore I will hedge in her way with thorns and erect a wall against her, so that she cannot find her paths. If she runs after her lovers, she shall not overtake them. If she looks for them, she shall not find them. Then she shall say, "I will go back to my first husband, for it was better with me then than now." So I will allure her. I will lead her into the desert and speak to her heart. From there I will give her the vineyards she had and the valley of Achor as a door of hope. She shall respond there as in the days of her youth, when she came up from the land of Egypt. On that day, says the Lord, she shall call me my husband, and never again my Baal. Then will I remove from her mouth the names of the Baals, so that they shall no longer be invoked. I will make a covenant for them on that day, with the beasts of the field, with the birds of the air, and with the things that crawl on the ground. Bow and sword and war I will destroy from the land, and I will let them take their rest in security. I will espouse you to me forever. I will espouse you in right and in justice, in love and in mercy. I will espouse you in fidelity, and you shall know the Lord. On that day I will respond, says the Lord. I will respond to the heavens, and they shall respond to the earth. The earth shall respond to the grain and wine and oil, and these shall respond to Jezreel. I will sow him for myself in the land, and I will have pity on Lo Ruhamah. I will say to Lo Ami, you are my people, and he shall say, my God.
This is the wedding day of the Lamb. His bride has made herself ready. Blessed are those invited to the marriage feast of the Lamb. I will betroth you to myself in faithfulness, and you shall know the Lord.
Blessed are those invited to the marriage feast of the Lamb.
A reading from a sermon by St. Augustine, Bishop. The church everywhere flourishes through the glorious deeds of the holy martyrs. With our own eyes, we can judge the truth of our song, that the death of his saints is precious in the sight of the Lord. It is precious in our sight and in the sight of the Lord as well, for in his name they died. But the price of these deaths is the death of one man. See how many deaths he paid for by dying himself. For if he had not died, would the grain of wheat have been multiplied? You have heard what he said on his way to his passion, which was our redemption. Unless the grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. On the cross, he made the great exchange. There the purse which held our price was opened. For when the soldier's spear opened his side, the price of the whole world flowed forth. Thus he purchased the faithful and the martyrs. But the faith of the martyrs has been tested. Their blood is the proof. They paid back the price Christ paid for them, thus fulfilling the words of St. John. Just as Christ laid down his life for us, we too must lay down our lives for our brothers. Elsewhere it is said, you are seated at a great table. Observe carefully all that is set before you, for you also must prepare such a banquet. The table is large, for the banquet is none other than the Lord of the table himself. No one has his guests feed upon himself, and yet this is precisely what Christ our Lord does. Though host, he himself is both food and drink. The martyrs recognized the food and drink they were given in order to make repayment in kind. But how can they make repayment unless the first spends his riches on them and gives them the means to repay? And what does the psalm we have sung recommend when it says, the death of the saints is precious in the sight of the Lord? In this psalm, man ponders the great things he has received from God, the great gifts of grace from Almighty. God created man, sought him when he was lost, pardoned him when he was found, supported him when he struggled in weakness, did not abandon him when he was in danger, crowned him in victory, and gave himself as the prize. Reflecting on all this, man cries out, saying, what shall I give the Lord for all he has given me? I shall take up the cup of salvation. What is this cup? It is the cup of suffering, bitter yet helpful. The cup which, if the physician did not first drink it, the sick man would fear to touch. Yes, it is the cup of suffering, and of it Christ is speaking when he says, Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Of this cup, the martyr said, I shall take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. But are you not afraid you will weaken? No, they reply. And why? Because I shall call upon the name of the Lord. Do you think martyrs could have been victorious unless he was victorious in the martyrs who said, Rejoice, for I have overcome the world? The Lord of the heavens directed their minds and tongues. Through them he overcame the devil on earth and crowned them as martyrs in heaven. Blessed are those who have drunk of this cup. Their torments are at end, and they have taken their place of honor. And so, my dear ones, consider, although you cannot see with your eyes, do so with your mind and soul, and see that the death of the saints is precious in the sight of the Lord. I have fought the good fight. I have run the race to the finish. I have kept the faith. Now a crown of holiness awaits me. Nothing has seemed worthwhile to me except to know Christ, to be one with him in his sufferings, to bear his death in my body. Now a crown of holiness awaits me.
Let us pray. God of our fathers, who brought the martyr Saint Teresa Benedicta of the Cross to know your crucified Son and to imitate him even until death, grant, through her intercession, that the whole human race may acknowledge Christ as its Savior and through him come to behold you for eternity, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.